ABC Radio Darwin.
I can walk into an op shop or a junk store or whatever. I just see guitars everywhere. Like, the world's like, there's infinite possibilities if you can think out. You just got to think, what's going to sound good if it's vibrating with strings on it? And anything that's wood or metal has a chance. Hey, everybody. My name's 8-Ball Aitken. That's actually my real name. I'm a musician. I've been traveling around the world for about 18 years, playing music and putting smiles on faces. And right here in my hands, I'm holding a Cigar Box 3-string piece of crap, awesome guitar. I love this thing. I play it every day. A buddy of mine in New York built it. His name's Steve, and he has this little sort of home thing where he builds all kinds of things. He has a lot of finesse and detail to his building, because a lot of guys build cigar boxes and you can make them as either as rudimentary or as ornate. And he has he's done a brilliant job on this thing. He's working on his third one for me, and the first one he built, I actually sort of destroyed it over a number of years on tour, and he's put a new box on it. The cool thing about cigar boxes is it's recycling. It's the second use, because they've obviously people smoke the cigars and they have these beautiful boxes, and they don't want to throw them away because they look so nice, and they make beautiful acoustic tone chambers. And my favorite thing to do is when I unplug the lead is to smell the inside, because funnily enough, I grew up in a tobacco shed when I was a teenager. Me and my brother, and we lived in North Queensland, so that smell of tobacco still gets me there, like smell of coffee and chocolate. I don't smoke, but I just love the smell of tobacco. And my girlfriend doesn't drink coffee, but she loves the smell of coffee, you know. So if you see me sniffing my guitar, it's not illegal. I'm just sniffing the beautiful tobacco smell. And turns that bad habit of smoking into a good habit of jamming with your mates. All right. So, this cigar box here is a Connecticut Camacho brand, and I think the real secret to why it sounds so good, and I've probably had nearly 50 of these things. I play for a living, and people just know that I'm known as a cigar box player, so they just, hey, can't turn up at the gig and give me a guitar and say, I'm messing around, I built you this, try it. And occasionally you find one that really resonates and sounds so nice, but then you know, you find ones that they just basically fall to bits as you play them too, or they just don't stay in tune is probably the biggest problem you get. So this one just sounds awesome, these two mini humbuckers. And with a little box, you don't actually need six strings, because six strings rattling on and vibrating in one little box like this, it's basically too much vibration. That there's no projection of tone in the right frequency. So this Connecticut Camacho's cigar box is thick wood, and it's a box about probably 15 centimeters times 25 centimeters, and it's about 8 centimeters deep. It's black on the front, yellow on the sides, has a little felt sort of back part. I guess that's so you don't scratch your counter when you put your cigars box down. And it's got a neck that runs through. It's maple, a rosewood fingerboard, and three strings, so you only have half the chance of hitting the wrong note. You can make a guitar out of so many things. I've played petrol can guitars, you know, I had a little soap dish guitar. And so I'm always thinking, like, what can you make a guitar out of next? And it's great fun. I started I had a mate in Yakandanda, Victoria, and he showed me his first ever cigar box, and it was an Arnott's biscuit tin. It had six strings, and I strummed it, and I was like, this thing sucks. Because it was like out of tune and rattling. And I said to Shane, I said, man, it's a beautiful guitar and I can see where you're going with this, but you need to put three strings on them because that's all that little Arnott's tin can handle. So I came back to town 6 months later or something on tour, and he gave me his second one and said, you know, here, I want you to have this and play this. And he put a little piezo pickup inside, and I had this little amplifier, which was a sync strainer and a 9-volt battery. It was about 10 centimeters squared. It's a tiny little thing that I used to play on, and I was sitting on the street playing, and people were stopping coming down the street and the pub sort of sprawled out onto the street in a little country town, and these people just wandering around the street having a beer and just going, this is awesome. And so I got the bug almost instantly, and I could see how people reacted to it, and I was just having so much fun, and I could not stop playing. So after that, you know, I ended up with a Tim Tam can, like, you know, I wrote a song called, like, the Wham Bam Mam Tim Tam Slam Guitar Jam, and, you know, I had to stop playing as a chick magnet. And then I had I've had a toilet seat, like a chitar. That's a French word, for the radio ratings. I had a Nivea can, like a wrinkled cream guitar. Playing cigar box guitars brings me a lot of joy, and you just can't help but share it. It's kind of infectious, and there ain't no pills that you can take to stop you from catching this bug when you got it. So go out and have fun, and just remember, you can make a guitar out of just about anything.
ABC Radio Darwin.